AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. More is being learned about the suspect wanted for yesterday's shooting at a subway station in Brooklyn, New York. 10 people were shot. The AP's Julie Walker is in Brooklyn.
Police and the FBI have been searching for 62-year-old Frank Robert James, asking for the public's help, offering a $50,000 reward. His social media is full of rants against the U.S., racism, and even Mayor Eric Adams. In one post, James wrote, "The nation was born in violence. It's kept alive by violence or the threat thereof, and it's going to die a violent death." Adams on NBC's Today Show says he's not going to get away with it.
We're going to apprehend him.
No one was killed during Tuesday morning's bloody rampage here on a train at the 36th Street subway station. Authorities say he had extra ammunition, but the gun jammed. Investigators who recovered that weapon say James purchased it legally at an Ohio pawn shop. In Sunset Park, Brooklyn, I'm Julie Walker.
The Biden administration is telling people on public transportation to keep their masks on at least until May 3rd. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it's all about the coronavirus.
Daily confirmed cases are up in recent weeks from about 25,000 to 30,000, but the actual number is higher since many at-home positive test results are not reported to public health agencies. The CDC is holding off on ending a nationwide public transit mask mandate while waiting to see if the case rise leads to more severe illnesses and deaths.
One person was critically injured, about two dozen others were injured by severe weather in central Texas. At least 150 homes and other structures were burned by a wildfire in Ruidoso, New Mexico. It also forced the evacuations of schools with about 1,700 students. The flames are being driven by winds gusting between 50 and 90 miles per hour. This is AP News. Allied leaders are in Kyiv, meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Twitter posts by the leaders show them standing outside a Ukrainian railroad passenger car. But details about the trip haven't been supplied. Estonian President Alar Karis says in his post, "We're visiting Ukraine to show strong support to the Ukrainian people and to meet with our dear friend President Zelensky." Poland, Latvia, and Lithuania's leaders are also on the trip. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Virginia, attorneys for Amber Heard, Johnny Depp's ex-wife, zeroed in on drug and alcohol use as they defended her from Depp's allegations she falsely portrayed him as a domestic abuser. Depp is suing Heard for libel after she wrote an op-ed piece in the Washington Post in 2018, referring to herself as a public figure representing domestic abuse. Depp denies abusing Heard. Heard's lawyers say Depp frequently drank and used drugs to the point of blacking out and failing to remember anything he did. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.